Next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience providing counseling from a Christian perspective. He specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
When you move by the Spirit of God, you got to wait on God sometimes. And sometimes you got to wait while stuff ain't going right, while people ain't treating you right. While stuff is bothering you, you got to pray through some stuff instead of acting. Hello. I'm going to help somebody here tonight. Come on, it's the truth. If you're going to have any kind of spiritual stature, there's a process. There's the making of a prince. And if you're truly going to go to war for God on the front lines, you got to be made. You can't be that proverbial chocolate soldier. As soon as you get warm, you go to melting. Bold testifying when everything's well, but as soon as opposition comes, no internal strength. Remember this, I believe it was just Sunday, I'm speaking of how the glory of God, you know, a lot of people try to contain God's presence and His glory in their personality or just in their mind. Now, those things have to be transformed, but you can't contain these things there. And a lot of people burn out. They get prideful. All kind of things happen because you can't contain it. It's not meant for you to contain it there. It's meant for you to contain it in your spirit. Internally, that internal man. In other words, it's got to be for real. You see, a lot of people pretend. They're one way in church. They're one way, you know, when things are well. But as soon as they get out of church, they're a whole nother monster. Talking crazy to people, mistreating people, doing stuff deviantly. Hello? How come you can't be like you are right now? Amen. Some people like that. They Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. They leave church and they're totally different. Don't get along with people talking crazy, talking that. But when you get in church, hallelujah. Glory. Just as sweet as pie. See, something's wrong. Something's wrong on the inside. You're like Moses was. He appeared bold and strong, but when the test came, he couldn't handle it. We got to check you out to see if you're ready to go to war. I can't take you to war with me. Bullets flying and that, looking around for you. You're supposed to have somebody back and you gone. Or you over curled up in the corner crying. Hold on to your little teddy bear or something. As soon as Moses was tested, he got afraid and ran. As bold and as strong as he appeared externally. So I really want to dig into this to give us an understanding of the process, laboring to enter his rest. Three things we talked about that are very important to obtain, to have govern our life when we are at rest. You won't have this except that you are at rest. See, this is a concept we must understand that is not our work and our labor, but it's our resting in God. We are laborers with Him. Jesus said this. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." Now, we use that all the time for the sinner. But that's for the saint, too. That's for the sons, too. That's not just for the sinner that's lost. 'Cause a lot of saints are laboring and are heavy laden, ready to give up. Hello? Ready to throw in the towel. Can't go any further. Troubled and distressed and frustrated. But he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest." He said, "Take my yoke." Not the yoke of the flesh. "Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And you shall find what? Come on, you shall find what? In the time, see, if we're going to traffic in this high spiritual track, I'm telling you now, you are not going to be able to traffic in the high realm of spiritual traffic that's coming in the earth realm unless you are at rest. You're troubled all the time, anxious all the time, you'll be burned out quick. See, you won't burn out if you burn right. See, you're burning wrong, so you're burning out. Why is it you want to give up all the time? Throw in the towel, quit, and that's your destiny. Why is it people jump all the time in search of? It's not external necessarily. It's something internal that's not right. How many know covenant is permanent? Well, that's almost a bad word in the body of Christ today, permanent. Relationships are to be permanent. Marriage, a covenant, marriage covenant is based on permanence. Not till you ain't happy anymore. Hello? Of course, we know there are clauses. There are reasons why, you know, covenants are broken. Let me show you how strong and important a covenant is. First of all, God is a covenant God. God is not dealing with stuff outside of covenant. Come on. Hello? You need to meditate on this and understand God doesn't deal. He reigns on the just and the unjust. But his major thrust and work and focus are on covenant people. Those that are partakers of his covenant. When Joshua, they were battling, and the Gibeonites, you can read this in the book of Joshua. And the Gibeonites, they knew they were next on the list to be destroyed. They knew that the Israelites were coming. So they got slick. And they got these old wineskins, old saddles, old clothes, old corn, and put them in their bags and stuff and made it look like they come from a long distance. And they came up on Joshua and them and fooled them. And so they made Joshua make a covenant with them. Then Joshua found out they was the next ones to be destroyed. They was the next door neighbors. But he couldn't touch them because of the covenant. Come on, he couldn't touch them because of the covenant. Now, when Saul came along, Saul, you know how disobedient, crazy Saul was. Saul didn't care about the covenant. He slew the Gibeonites. Guess what happened? The result of breaking that covenant was all of Saul's sons were killed. He broke the covenant. Tell me, covenant is not important to God. And see, covenant isn't, you know, until you don't feel like it. Covenant is your obligation. Feel like it or not, there's a covenant. It's not a contract, it's a covenant. You see, this is why, you know, sexual activity outside of marriage, God frowns upon, because it's outside of covenant. I don't care how people say, you know, they just love each other. So what? That don't make it right at all. It can't make it right because it's outside of God's covenant, and God won't bless it. Look at this. You know, a lot of times I want to really set somebody's mind at ease tonight, because a lot of times we think we need to have great faith. You don't need great faith. You are an heir of a covenant. It's your right. It's your inheritance. You don't have to be believing hard for a lot of stuff. Just know that it's yours. Look here. The Canaanite woman came to Jesus. She was outside of the covenant. And she asked for something. He said, it's not meat for the master to give the children's bread unto the dogs. Now the woman said, true, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And he marveled and said, great is thy faith. Now notice something. Even with that, all she got was crumbs. She was outside the covenant. She got the crumbs that fell from the master's table. But that is not our portion. Our portion is that on the master's table. Why? Because we are covenant, and I don't have to be believing hard for a bunch of stuff. No, it's mine already. Why? Because I'm in covenant. See, you got to bring yourself to a place of rest and stop struggling over a bunch of stuff and just say, that's mine by covenant right. Health is mine by covenant right. Prosperity is mine by covenant right. I'm an heir with faithful Abraham. Hello. Tell somebody, it's mine by right. If you change your perspective on a bunch of things, that's why I said our minds have to be changed. God's going to start coming toward people with stuff. I mean, good stuff. But your mind's going to have to be changed to be able to receive it. Stop feeling like you're not worthy or you can't handle it or you don't deserve that. No. You're a child of a covenant. I'm telling you, God's getting ready to bless folk out of this world supernaturally. Can you stand to be blessed? Come on, we think a lot of time we have to have our mind ready to fight the devil or nothing. You got to have your mind right when God starts pouring things into your life. Have the energy, have the power. passion, have the foresight and the focus to stay focused, stay on point with God bringing things into your life. And they are from God. Jabez prayed and said, Lord, enlarge my territory. Let no evil come to me. You know, he prayed these things and God said he granted him his request. But in our minds, we have to have our souls. We have that capacity of our soul enlarged to be able to retain some of the things that God is going to do in these last days. I'm telling you, the traffic is picking up. I'm telling you, in the spirit realm, the traffic is getting heavy. I don't know if you've been in big cities where there are traffic jams. We don't have much down here. You know, US-1 may back up a little bit. I'm talking about traffic jams. It should come off of the Stevenson going on to the Dan Ryan at rush hour. So you know what I'm talking about in Chicago at rush hour. You was going to sit there. You're going to sit there for a good hour. You was going to maybe go a block in about an hour. You every day you got used to it. Just figure it into your schedule because you ain't going nowhere. What? Traffic jam. So there are things you're going to have to get used to. Hello? God's going to take you into realms you've never been in before. And initially, if your mind is not ready, if you're doing it in the flesh, you're going to be afraid, you'll fail, you'll give up, you'll be. But if you're in the spirit, if you've gone through the cross, if you are at rest, you're going to find out that God did something in your mind. God did something in your spirit. You can handle this. That thing ain't wearing you out. That thing is no match for you. Hello? Amen. He's going to show you stuff. He's going to take you places you've not been before in the spirit and show you really who you are. But unlike Moses, we can't approach this thing in the flesh because, you know, like I know, in the flesh, you get tired quickly. You get discouraged. Okay, so when he was tested, he became afraid and he ran away. But when God worked on him, see, all of our past does not equal who we are now. Some things were right, some things were wrong, some things felt good, some things you didn't like, you wished it hadn't happened. Forget all that stuff. That was just all, whether right or wrong, good or bad, it was all leading to where you are now. Amen? No matter how you got here, you're here. Tell somebody, I'm here. You know, somebody can say, well, you know, my mom tried to abort me. That's why I act like I do. Or that's why I'm this way. No. You're the one with the testimony. God got you here. I don't care how they tried to abort you. The doctor might have brought you out and thought you were dead. All that foolishness, but you're still here. You're alive. That's a testimony. That ain't glorifying the devil. That's glorifying God. Because God said, no, that one's coming out. I don't care what you do, what happens. You might have been premature, whatever it is. But look at somebody tell me, I'm here.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 5. Of the series, The Supernatural Presence of the Great I Am. Our message, Labor to Enter His Rest, Part 2. Acts chapter 4, verse 31 through 33 says, And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. The awesome presence of God will drive out or draw in. God desires a fasted life, a vessel that can cause God's presence to remain. Jesus' function was only from a relationship with his Father. It's vital for the presence of God to remain, and in his presence is the fullness of joy. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.